You believe in love at first sight? Or should I walk by again? Nice to meet you. You look cute. What's your body count? What kind of question is that? So, you're the shy type, I see. I don't dislike that. I have a soft spot for confused, unlucky, naive guys. Are you that type? Well, lad. Do you drink? You haven't had one yet, right? I saw you looking around, all confused. You're new here, aren't you? I'll treat you. If you really must make it up to me, you buy me drinks the next time we meet. How's that? Tanaji-san, can you get this gentleman a martini? You know, the usual. Are you surprised by how well built the bartender is? He used to own a small electronics store. He told me he used to have a tenant who used to live in the second floor. And while his tenant was a college student, he says he was always up to no good. His tenant kept bringing friends and making all sorts of trouble. Would you believe it? One time, they even blew up the place and the power because of an experiment with a banana in the microwave. Oh, thanks, Mr. Braun. What, Mr. Braun? You say you don't like that nickname. But you do miss the troublemaker who called you that, All right. I'll shut up. And I'll entertain our new patron here. So, Mister, not so big on social cues now, are you? I'm asking for your name. Oh, I see. That name suits you quite well. You can call me Maki. It's a pleasure to meet you. So, if you're here, that must mean your reputation precedes you. Who invited you? No, actually. Don't tell me that. It doesn't matter. Who extended the invitation to you or not? What's more interesting to know is, what was your last time like? I know for most of us, we also don't forget our first. But I do want to know how your last went. You're blushing. That may be the first time I saw anyone blush this hard over a simple question. Were you really into that this much? What's wrong with asking how the last experience went? It's a private matter. Well, you're not wrong. Us in this line of work often have to be discreet and careful. But you're safe here. That's what this bar is for. After all, it's made for people like you and me. So, out with it.
Tell me.
Hang on. Just hang on. What do you mean you started with holding her hands? For how shy you are, I never took you for the type to initiate. I guess this tells you how Hitman does his job is different from how he is in a normal social setting. I say normal, but, or anything but. You didn't know that's what I meant. What did you think I meant? You're blushing so hard again.
Oh, you are so not
take that was the question I had for you. Wait. Was that why you did not answer my question about your body count earlier? Didn't you? We've been talking for quite some time now, and you never even bothered to clarify what I meant. My dear boy, you're making an ass out of you and me. And that's why it's called a Zoom. Anyway, tell me. What do you mean you're not an assassin? Come on now. There's no need to hide your one. This bar was made for us, so we can sit back and relax whenever we want to drink and not worry. Well, it's your first time here, so that might explain why you're still a bit cautious. In this line of work, sometimes you never know when your last day would be. And that's why you have to live without regrets. Well, I'm sure you didn't come here to be lectured. What? You really aren't. You're not pretending. How did you get here? You got lost? You were looking for a new place to drink. Traipsed by a random alley and ended up in this hole in the wall. That is hard to believe. This bar has been set up so that only trained assassins can ever find this place. Cops aren't the quietest bunch, you see, and they give away their position quite easily. There's so many tells. Usually they would have this weird indicators on their body, like the way they wear their watch, the way they dress, so that the other agents, the other cops, would be able to tell. Well, that and oh, and you can't be a civilian either. Most decent folk steer clear of this part of town, too. I find it hard to believe you're innocent. And if you're a cop, you're doing a bad job going undercover. But seeing your befuddled face like this, And from our conversations, you do seem to wear your heart on your sleeve. And as far as I can tell, you're not pulling any deceptive tricks to fool me. Or if you are, it's convincing enough that anyone would buy your lies, including your own self. In which case, that is impressive all the same. It's a rather fun idea, if you are in that camp. Lady Kraut, a second personality, with a different set of memories. That'd be very useful, especially in situations if you get caught. Or you need to have an alibi, then you can just make up some plans or whatever. Then again, having two minds in one body is a recipe for disaster if you don't handle it well. There's no guarantee that the other personality wouldn't betray you. Or put you in danger. Seeing as you are here, I'm led to believe this is a much more likely scenario. So, the personality I'm talking with right now seems to be the guy who's living a normal life. Well, Two-Face, you don't just look cute. You're also interesting. Hey, don't look away. Was it really sudden for me to ask this? I mean, and for the record, I'm not really asking. I'm ordering you to. You don't have a say in this matter,
darling.
Oh my, you're not good at kissing, aren't you? But that's fine. We can just practice. Don't worry. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry. Just leave it to me, alright? Follow my lead. Don't overtake. Not so bad, wasn't it? Let's head home. Where's your place? Hmm? You don't want to tell me. Really? After sharing such a deep kiss, you dare not tell me? Well, I understand you're still in disbelief. But don't you want to continue this? I knew you wanted to. Well then, let's go.